Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing to plant a lawn. Whether starting from seed, sod, or plugs, planting a lawn is a big undertaking. But following a few important steps can make the process a little smoother. If you're moving into a new house, remove all construction debris, roots, and rocks from the site. If you're replacing an existing lawn, you'll need to treat the area with a herbicide first and remove the dead vegetation. It's important to have the soil tested so that you'll know the pH and nutrient levels. Your county extension office can provide you with instructions and the materials to get you started. If necessary, you can add soil amendments and till them in. Finally, be sure the soil is evenly graded and slopes away from the house. For more information about lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, courtyards. Since ancient times, courtyards have served as intimate spaces tucked away from public view. Today, courtyards can extend your living space and provide you with a peaceful place to relax or entertain. The plants and materials that are used in a courtyard define its style. Bold and simple design that complements the style of your house is best. You can create visual interest by growing a vine up a trellis or by grouping potted plants around the space. Consider installing a fountain so that you can enjoy the tranquil sound of bubbling water. By adding a small tree or an awning, you can create shade and keep temperatures down. Finally, don't forget that you'll need a place to sit down and relax in your beautiful outdoor room. For more information about courtyards and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, living fences. Living fences are an attractive, long-lived, and low-maintenance alternative to traditional fences. Try a wall of climbing roses, a hedge of viburnums, or a row of crepe myrtles. Living fences offer many benefits. They can form a physical or visual barrier, give shade, and act as a wind block. They can also be a great home for birds and other wildlife. Choose shrubs, trees, or climbing plants that have the form and texture that are pleasing to you. Make sure you check the potential size of plants so that you know they'll fit in your space. Pruning may be necessary to contain your living fence and keep the shape you want. Plant a living fence and you'll be able to enjoy privacy and so much more. For more information about living fences and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nematodes. Nematodes are tiny worms invisible to the naked eye that live in the soil and can harm landscape plants and vegetables. Florida's warm temperatures, sandy soil, and humidity make it especially hospitable to these creatures. Many kinds of nematodes live in the soil of a garden. Most are beneficial and feed on fungi, bacteria, and other microscopic organisms. But some nematodes feed on plants, damaging their root systems and reducing the plant's ability to get water and nutrients from the soil. When nematode populations are large, you may see signs of their damage on your plants, like yellowing, wilting, stunting, or even death. To battle harmful nematodes, purchase plants and seed that are labeled nematode resistant, and consider solarizing your soil during the summer prior to planting. For more information on nematodes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil solarization. Most Florida soils contain nematodes, microscopic worms that can seriously harm your vegetable and landscape plants by damaging their roots. One way to curb nematode activity is to add organic matter to your plantings. You can also try solarizing the soil in your garden. In the summer, remove all the plants from the area, break up the soil, and add any desired amendments and irrigate the area. Then cover it with sturdy clear plastic film, securing the edges to hold in the heat. Leave the plastic on the ground for about 6 to 8 weeks. The heat held in by the plastic can reach temperatures as high as 130 degrees, baking the nematodes and vastly reducing their population. Solarization will also reduce weeds and diseases. For more information about solarization, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.